It's on an adjustable basis. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born on June 7th, 1958. The world welcomed little baby Prince.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What will you name him?
The baby formerly known as Fetus. Prince, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are more talks in Washington today about tariffs and whether the Mexican government will do enough about illegal immigration into the U.S. to avoid President Trump imposing tariffs on all Mexican imports.
Vice President Pence saying that tariffs will be imposed on Monday and a deal is not imminent. Meantime, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying in a statement as well, quote, position has not changed and we are still moving forward with tariffs at this time.
Fox Business Network's Jackie DeAngelo, some Democrats and Republicans in Congress say they'll try to block the tariffs. A new mass shelter for migrant children.
The facility in Texas near the southern border will hold up to 1,600 teenagers. The massive influx of unaccompanied children surging the border also has the Office of Refugee Resettlement considering using Army and Air Force bases in Georgia, Montana, and Oklahoma to house an additional 1,400 youths.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. This is Fox News.
Most morning radio programs are a drag. Here's one that follows the letter of the law, starring Greg Budell.
Just like every other foaming rabid psycho in this city with a foolproof plan, you've forgotten you're facing the single finest fighting force ever assembled.
Jay Scott.
I guess it's just you and me.
your in this drawer.
Emily Hayes.
But unlike some people, I have a heart, damn it. That miserable little bag of puke.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No, they're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular.
So get ready for the facts. And just the facts, ma'am. Here comes three men and a lady.
Thank God it's Friday!
It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up in just a few minutes, Jay Scott's Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Up with Pop quiz. There's truly Greg Guido. We mentioned Jay, and of course, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
But right now, it's a steam bath outside.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I'm looking at the regional radar right now. We're quiet in our area at the moment. I see storms to the east of us, storms to the south of us, and a big cluster over in Mississippi. The radar will fill in as the day goes on. Periods of rain and thunderstorms today. Locally heavy rain at times with a high in the mid-80s, low tonight 72. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Doesn't rain all the time. They come in clusters. Tropical downpours and maybe some flooded streets and some of the heavier downpours. Mid-80s daytime, near 70 at night. Risk of, maybe a few leftover showers Tuesday as this storm system tries to leave, but it's reluctant. Right now, this morning, ridiculous humidity at 89%. Dew point is 75. We have mostly cloudy skies. South winds at 8 miles per hour. Temperature is 78. The time, 7:08.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
When I say the name Luke Wire, you may have used him like I have for AC and heating for years and years and years, but over the last two decades or more, they've been second to none in the plumbing department. That's right, they do that too. And maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with plumbing concern. They charge too much, or maybe they weren't prompt, or they weren't professional. Let me suggest Plumbing by Luke Wire. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, but they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And I got the great peace of mind at my house of getting that whole house plumbing inspection, where they check everything inside and out, find out if there's a problem that's about to become a major problem. Corrosion in a pipe that's about to bust, and like especially up in the attic where in my neighborhood a lot of the water heaters are up in the attic. So, say it Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
At that convenient time of 7-Eleven, let's see how the roads are moving.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into our 7 o'clock portion of the rush hour, and we have an accident on I-65 southbound at the West South Boulevard, so please be careful in that area. Traffic's backing up there. If you're headed northbound on I-65, we don't see any problems. I-85 looks great this morning. The traffic on the boulevard is starting to cluster up around the major intersection, so be real careful and watch the traffic around you. If you're on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. There is a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, so be careful there. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
Can't blow donut day.
One note in a day.
Holy cow, that donut.
Everything's gonna be
just going for a celebration.
Who doesn't want a donut?
I'll get some donuts.
Having a donut?
Donut?
Yeah! Donut time.
10 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Donut in the microwave?
You want a donut?
Jelly donut! Jelly donut!
It's gonna be okay.
You couldn't possibly be enjoying that donut.
It's gonna be okay.
You owe me for one jelly donut.
Asking the question of the group here this morning. How do you spell donut?
Why?
Because there's two spellings.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the G-H spelling and then just the...
D-O-U-G-H-N-U-N-T.
N-U-N-T. Or
D-O-L-A-N-T.
I feel like I'm at the spelling bee.
There was a survey done on this.
Our survey said...
Which one do you think is the more popular
spelling?
D-O-N-U-T.
N-U-T.
Do nut.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, 57% spell it that way.
Whatever.
It ain't the Emily way.
So
it's crap.
D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
What's Scottish crap?
Young people who are constantly abbreviating the English language into, what do you call them, the...
Hieroglyphics?
No, F-W-I-W, those things.
Oh, the, LOL.
yeah, that stuff.
That's not an acronym. It's just the abbreviation. It's just an abbreviation. No, it's not an abbreviation.
Nah, it's just shorthand, really.
It's just, what is it?
Just a shorter way of saying it, for what it's worth.
Digital shorthand.
Yeah, it's just F-Y-I... Or whatever.
La, 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 la.
Okay.
Information.
I want to know everybody's favorite kind of donut.
I like the sour cream donuts.
Those are good. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I have a lot. Anything that doesn't have coconut on it, I'm gonna pretty much eat.
Yeah. I like a good cruller.
Yeah.
I like apple filled too.
But filling ones is just
I could bring in some morning. GNS does. Apple
fritters are good.
Yeah, that's good.
Fritters aren't donuts, though, are they?
No.
Okay.
They're like cousins.
Those are pastries.
National Fritter Day is a week from today.
Well, let's make sure we celebrate that.
Let's see. Our favorite three types, glazed, Boston cream, and chocolate frosted. Only 1%, you know, there's always a chunk of people that, you know, they don't like something.
Yeah.
There's no 100% on anything, but only 1% of people in the same survey said they hate all donuts.
Those people
hate everything.
Yeah, they do.
Those are people who have a whatever those.
You know what those people hate more than anything else?
What?
Themselves.
No, I'm thinking those are people who physically can't eat them because they have gluten problems or some other situations. So they have to hate them.
I have to sometimes. Tunnel vision away from them when they're downstairs.
Hey, I got sucked into a video on Facebook the other day that showed the beginning, middle, and end process of making donuts at Krispy Kreme. And I sat there just in awe for the whole 7-minute video.
You know who knows a lot about making donuts?
Who?
Joey.
He worked at a donut shop.
He did.
Do you remember smelling a donut shop from, down the...
The old-fashioned bakery, yes.
The
greatest aroma that could come wafting your way.
The best donuts in the state of Alabama are at Duchess Bakery in Coleman, where they've been making them the same way since the early 1900s in the same dang old building.
Well, for those of us who will never make it up to that trailer park, where can we...
Wow! Wow!
I threw that in there just to see if anybody would notice. Whoa. You did.
Wow, of course I
These
did.
These two, they're in their own little world over here.
Whoa. No, I heard it.
No, I was listening.
Oh, the level of rude.
Take it up to the trailer park.
No, in Twice a Day Millbrook, there's a lot of people that recharge their batteries. Was it Doughboys?
I'm not talking about Millbrook.
D-A-U-X is the way they spell it?
Yeah, there's Doughboys in Millbrook, but the best donuts in the state are at Duchess Bakery in Coleman.
This part of the show brought to you by Duchess Bakery in Coleman.
Like, I want to go get them and bring them back here, but I want you to have them, like, fresh... And God knows we're never going to do anything together. I'm going to take a road trip as a family.
Why don't we
can't even things. Watch a flipping movie together.
The next time we win an award and we have to go to Birmingham to get it, we'll all go to Coleman and get donuts.
Coleman is not Birmingham. Birmingham is not Coleman.
Do they show war movies in Coleman?
Yes, of course.
Oh, maybe we can go up there the weekend that Midway comes out.
That's right.
I hate you all.
Stop.
I can't even look at you.
It's incumbent upon boys to tease their sister.
Well.
Stop being so sensitive.
See? Yeah. No. You don't say that to a guy. You don't say that to any guys.
Mom, she's
Stop being so sensitive. But it's a woman.
She's
Stop
looking
being so
at me.
Sensitive.
She's looking at me.
You're looking at me,
Whatever.
I remember...
Do you, people?
Yeah, Peepaw remembers. Here's another Peepaw.
Peepaw remembers.
Build me a little bed.
I will build you an opening segment.
And I'll tell you these old Peepaw stories.
Peepaw.
when I was dating.
Precious moments with people.
Brought to you by Werther's.
My first wife, Goya.
Mm-hmm. Goya?
Except we were still teens. She had a kid brother and a kid sister, and this kid sister was a little on the heavyweight side, and Richie was always teasing her about it.
Uh-huh.
And one day we're sitting in the basement talking to her mom, and there's this big crash upstairs. And of course, I think her mother made it up the stairs in like two strides.
Right.
What's the problem? Richie's trying to put me on the scale. He was trying to wrestle her onto the scale. That's how brothers can be
cruel.
That's
what they called me at my house, Richie. That's
Richie.
What I was.
Yeah. But now, you're adorable. We skip right over to Richard. Anyway, that's all the nonsense we have from the past, because Random Facts is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Pay close attention. At the end of it all, we will ask a question worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet with our pop quiz.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New details in the car crash that killed Auburn announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula nearly 2 weeks ago. According to the traffic crash report, the 16-year-old who was driving the vehicle that struck the back of the Bramblett's car admitted that he fell asleep at the wheel and doesn't remember what happened. Lee County Coroner says alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Montgomery police say no foul play is suspected in the death of a man found in the Alabama River earlier this week. His body was found near Powder Magazine Park and Cooter's Pond in Prattville Wednesday morning. Authorities say they're working to determine a cause of death. The man's name has not been released. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law yesterday, including House Bill 380. The bill now gives the governor the power to appoint a director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Friday is today.
That spells fun.
There is more to life than watching other people live it.
Doesn't that mean we have to party?
Yes!
You're so much fun, you should be a ride in Disneyland.
Every time I try to do something fun.
We have so much fun.
Anything fun?
I used to be fun.
It is all fun and games.
You are not as much fun as your Jamaican brothers.
God, we have fun.
Enjoying yourself and having fun.
Oh, this is fun.
Things that are fun.
If I was having any more fun, I'd explode.
Let's celebrate now.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000.
Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Man, this Uber is going to take forever to get here, and there's so much traffic. What the?
Looks like you need Uber helicopter! Hop in!
Okay. Is this thing safe?
Depends on the birds! Do you want to listen to some music?
What?
Sorry about the smell! Someone threw up in here!
What?
Hang on! I gotta pick up another passenger!
What?
Uber helicopter. What can possibly go wrong?
And now,
Jay Scott's right over to there, ready to do.
Right over there, ready to do.
That lifted me. You got that one.
Right over there. I like that one.
Then I said, that lifted me. Lift is the other one.
Oh, yeah. City sausage.
Did you know of a place called Slope Point? Slope Point is the southernmost point of New Zealand. The wind in that area is very, very strong. How so strong that trees grow sideways.
Oh, cool.
Would you like to see, hopefully, if it pulls up a picture?
Yes, please.
I saw aerial New Zealand, really. And it's a pretty amazing place. There's a lot of very, what's the word I'm trying to think of here? There's a lot of
fascinating
topography.
This is how the trees grow in that slope point.
Dad.
Oops.
What was that?
Wow, they're easier to trim that way.
What is that old fourth grade joke about why all the trees in North Alabama lean north? Because Tennessee sucks.
Roll Tide.
Did you know about ghost writers? Not writers as in people who write for a living, but ride.
Like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, basically. Ghost riders are people who hop onto accident scenes and claim injury.
Oh,
I've heard of this.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I had never heard of it either. They claim injury without ever being present. In one U.S. sting operation, 17 people hopped on a bus and claimed injury. Some of these people were scanning police radio, and that's how they would find out about it.
Holy crap.
And then call me, Alabama.
It's not like it happens with, you know, garden variety accidents with two cars.
No.
But situations like that.
Yeah. You know,
but then there's going to be a massive payout.
Lord.
Did you know that due to tomb construction... Mm-hmm. A plot to steal him, attempts to hide him, and a reconstruction, Lincoln's coffin was opened 5 times and moved 17 times.
Oh, I didn't know it was moved 17 times.
Goodness gracious.
I knew about the issues they've had, yeah.
Including 11 years in the basement of his tomb and 2 years disguised as a woodpile.
And now it is encased in concrete.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to that tomb. In fact, when this topic comes up, the last human being to see the face of Abraham Lincoln was on that quiz show in the 50s.
Exactly. You're talking about at Ford's Theater? I was thinking about when they last opened his...
No, 1901. That's what I am talking about. Yeah. There was a kid that was there that day when they pried open the coffin. And Lincoln, they said his face was chalky white, but he was... like, still very preserved.
He was embalmed so many times.
So many times on the train trip from D.C. to Illinois. The other thing is that they he had these little white stars all over his
suit. That was the flag that disintegrated, right?
Yeah. Probably due to the rising heat from the...
Wasn't his son Robert also at the opening of the casket?
I believe he was still alive.
He's still alive.
And at the opening?
You know that Robert was there when McKinley got shot? He was there when Garfield got shot.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Back to you, Jay.
Did you know that James Avery served in the United States Navy in Vietnam from 1968 to 69? He then moved to San Diego and wrote poetry.
Uncle Phil.
He then wrote TV scripts for PBS. He won an Emmy for his effort. He got a scholarship from the from UC San Diego, graduated there with a bachelor's degree in drama and literature in 1976, went on to play Uncle Phil in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, as well as voiced the character Shredder in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
What a life.
Yeah.
What a life.
All Uncle Phil.
Born in Pewsville, Virginia.
Oh, man, that episode of The Fresh Prince.
Why he no love me no more.
Yes, when his dad comes back, but he leaves him again, and then, oh, man.
His dad played Ben Vereen, wasn't it?
No, it was the guy from Good Times. Wait, no, you're right.
Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that episode, that gets me in the feels every time I came.
Did you know that in 1988, Sandia Laboratories crashed a fully loaded F-4 Phantom jet traveling at around 480 miles per hour into a 13-foot-thick concrete slab? They wanted to simulate a possible deliberate attack on a reinforced nuclear power plant. The impact vaporized the jet but left the slab relatively unscathed.
Jeez.
Wow.
Did you know the disaster film Earthquake?
Oh, in surround sound.
Yeah.
Was co-written by Mario Puzo.
You're kidding.
The Godfather guy.
Yeah, for a guy who cranked out The Godfather, the dialogue in Earthquake was pretty corny. But here's the thing. When that movie came out, they equipped the theaters. It was going to, because there was a big run of disaster movies in the 70s. And when the earthquake started, you could feel it right up. You could feel it.
You could feel it deep down.
Yeah. And when the soundtrack for the movie came out, they cut the album with very deep grooves so you could simulate an earthquake in your apartment.
Did you ever go through the earthquake thing at Disney and go through an earthquake?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty scary.
That's worth going down there to try it out.
They have something in. There was a when I was big into making a home theater. It's going back 20 years. They had something called I want to say it was called a D-box, and basically, it was a. They were subwoofer speakers that you installed under your couch, under the seating area that you'd be watching.
I think they have those at the Richieplex.
The Richieplex.
The Richie. Oh, no. No, that's just Bailey fooling around.
Did you know the world's only university specifically designed to accommodate deaf and hard of hearing students was created in 1864 by an act of Congress and signed into law by President Lincoln? Did you know the fastest butterflies are called the skippers? Which they fly at 37 miles per hour. It's a fast butterfly.
They're just slightly faster than the Gilligan species.
There's some other species of butterflies that can fly as high as 10,000 feet.
That's very impressive.
Butterfly in the sky.
Who did the butterfly kisses? That's
I can fly. Take a look.
10,000 feet. I mean, that's... The end of oxygen at that level.
Oh, yeah. Or you're gasping for air.
Yeah.
Did you know in 1877, the White House installed their first telephone?
Right.
The Treasury had the only direct phone line to the White House. The phone number for the White House was...
One.
Yeah.
Easy to remember. Put in speed dial.
Yeah. Did you know people have played the video game Call of Duty for a total of 25 billion with a B hours?
Oh.
This translates to 2.85 million years.
Jeez.
For comparison, humans have existed on this planet for 200,000 years.
Man. That's a lot of people with a lot of free time.
Did you know, finally, did you know that Barbara Streisand...
Barbara.
So what did old BS do, Jay?
She holds a specific place on one of the, I guess, world record type things. She is the only artist to have Billboard 200 number one albums. Albums, by the way, not singles.
Right.
In six different decades.
Barbara.
From the 1960s to the 2010s.
Yeah, these days it doesn't take a whole lot of sales to get an album into number one. I think last week, I don't even remember the name of the artist who did it, but the number one album last week on Billboard sold like 60,000 copies. That's nothing.
Well, they have to factor in streaming now.
I know. It's
so that's another factor that you're not getting the info on.
No, in the old days, no, this is information. They get it immediately. In the old days, they had to call record stores and radio stations.
Call record stores as a music director. Yeah.
And see what was hot. And now, every time something is sold, that information goes, you know, to a location that compiles how much of what is selling, whether it's a stream or a physical CD or... Look, just I know a little bit about this. I used to have made...
Yeah, and
sticks.
Blah, blah, sticks. But I just spent 3 hours on the phone yesterday afternoon, like I do on Thursdays, taking calls from labels and streams.
Yeah.
And then their data... The company that they use to compare streaming numbers is not like the company that we use to compare streaming numbers, and they don't understand why their record's not doing as well on our chart as it is on their chart, and it becomes a whole thing, and you have to be rude to people, and being a music director's hard.
Well, young lady, you don't have to call 10 record stores every week and run 30 titles by them. So let's be cognizant of that fact.
Well, thank you. I feel like I need to go pick a switch or something.
By the way, somebody posted a collection of switches on Facebook the other day. I that was not part of a Midwestern childhood, you know. Parent, get pick out the switch so you can get whoop.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it was interesting. I never really seen what they look like.
Switch or a belt?
I mean, I get what you're... I understand what the difference there between Emily and Rich and what they were talking about. And you know, in your modern time of having to be music director... You have certain complaints and issues and things like that. And then in his time of doing it, he had certain complaints and issues. It's always... I see some of the spots we build, and I think, how did people do this on a reel-to-reel?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
With grease pencil and razor blade, Jay.
How was this? Oh, my God, I would not have
I think about whenever I put a sound effect into a spot or anything like that, like how intricate all that stuff would have had to have been.
Oh.
I don't know that I would have succeeded.
I'm so glad I came into this when I did. Not to work with that. Anyway, those are your random facts.
And it's 7:35 now. We're going to give away $10 free shopping and food outlet with our upcoming pop quiz. $10 would get you 10 pounds of sirloin pork chops. They're 95 cents a pound at food outlet this week through next Tuesday. Baby back ribs are $2.87 a pound, so you get 3 pounds of those. 25 pounds of russet potatoes, because those are $1.73 for a 5 pound bag. Or you could walk out with 20 bell peppers with that $10 food outlet gift certificate. Six packages, the 12 ounce package of Ziegler Wieners. Ziegler, by the way, I love their products, their bacon, hot dogs, bologna, everything that Ziegler makes is exceptionally good. And Oreo cookies, $2.77 for your favorite variety of food outlet. That's just for specials. Throughout the store is cost plus 10, so you will save big in every department. I am there every Sunday morning proving that week after week. And at 7:45, I'm taking pictures of chicken tenders because I don't want a certain dog to sit there all day Sunday worried that there won't be any chickens on Monday.
Tell me about that.
Cannot have that. And you'll have a chance to win that. Food Outlet has locations, by the way, in Twice a Day Millbrook, on Main Street in the Preferred Community just west of Highway 31, and, of course, on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market. And now, let's give that $10 away with today's pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Well, I hope you were paying attention. We talked about Lincoln twice today in Random Facts, but I'm curious as to how many times has his body been moved, his coffin. How many times have they moved Lincoln's coffin? There was a specific number set.
All right. If you have that number handy, call us at 272-9228. 272-9228. First person in with the correct answer wins at 737.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our 7 o'clock hour, and we see a couple of hang-ups on I-65. If you are on I-65 headed out of Prattville, look out, because we're about to experience our normal slowdown around the river bridges. Further south on I-65, we have an accident between the Boulevard and Highway 80, the Selma Highway, so look out there. If you're on I-85, we don't have any hang-ups for you this morning. Just be careful. If you're on the Boulevard, we are starting to see some congestion around the major intersections, so be careful there. And if you are coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, there's lots of folks rolling with you. Just watch out around the river bridge and once you reach the Boulevard. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, it's 7:38. Jessica's going to get the first chance to answer today's pop quiz question.
All right, Jessica, how many times have they moved Lincoln's coffin?
I'm not. Is it 17?
It is correct! 17! I was going to play the high-low game, but you nailed it right out of the park.
That's
so
correct. Very nice.
There's a lot of numbers in there for Friday.
And what was the year that his casket was last opened? You remember?
1901?
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Wow. And look at you go.
And think of what a fascinating conversationalist you're going to be all day long with the people you bump into with all the things you learned on Random Facts today.
That's right. You know, Emily, it just shows you that Lutherans are smarter than everybody else.
Yeah.
Go Lutherans.
Yay.
I wanted to tell you a random fact about that hit you in the feels Fresh Prince theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it wasn't supposed to happen that way.
It wasn't.
He was supposed to, like, get angry and then laugh it off, but they started talking about it, and Will Smith's father actually left him, and he started crying in the scene, and Uncle Phil hugged him, and he wasn't supposed to, and they left it in.
Oh, it's such a real strong
thing.
It's so real.
If you listen closely to that scene, it's very hard for me to watch it anyway without getting all emotional about it. You can hear, and I can't remember the actress's name. She's the one that played the sister, not the younger sister, but the older sister.
They played Ashley.
Was it Ashley?
Yeah.
You can hear her start to sniffle and cry.
Hillary.
She wasn't even in the scene. But she was watching, she was watching outside of that, and you can start to hear her
cry. It's heavy,
cry.
Man. Yeah. It's heavy. It's heavy. I'm going to watch it in the break and get upset.
God, I feel so culturally deprived I never saw it.
It was a good scene.
It, it's a powerful piece of television history, yeah. I think.
Real good. Well, congratulations, Jessica. You got yourself a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet of your choice. Which food outlet do you frequent?
Montgomery.
I was going to say, you're going to Coliseum Boulevard, aren't you?
I am.
I'm there every Sunday morning at 7:45. And by the way, this just in, you've been awarded our Lutheran of the Day. A prestigious award.
Wait till I tell my pastor.
Hang on.
Lutheran of the Day award.
Steve is still out of the line. We should say hello to Steve and thank you for joining us.
Steve, are you a Lutheran?
No, sir.
Okay, that's all right.
Well, then you're our non-Lutheran of the day.
I'm just going to stay on and say good morning.
Oh, hey, good
that's
morning.
That's kind of you. We appreciate that.
Were you staying on the line for the contest? Because I have who co-wrote the movie Earthquake? Some famous guy co-wrote Earthquake. You remember who it was?
Let me see.
I'm trying to think. Mario Puzo.
Yeah, Mario Puzo.
Or Puzo, yeah, Godfather
right, dude.
Godfather dude.
That guy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I enjoy the show always. I want to listen to it all the time.
We appreciate it, man.
All day long.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, have a good one.
You know, I was talking about the movie Earthquake and the way they enticed people to experience at least the rumble of the quake in right. the movie theater. So I went with this buddy of mine and his wife. It was a husband and wife night out. And Charlton Heston plays this guy who's trying to sell safety. They're building these real tall structures in L.A. that are not up to standard to resist the force of an earthquake. So the earthquake comes on, the whole theater is shaking, where our seats are vibrating, and the guy that didn't want to buy into Charlton Heston's theory, my friend Mike, who he nicknamed McGilla, because he was built like McGilla Gorilla, he had like short legs and a giant torso, yells out, so the whole theater can hear, I'll take one! And because it was the timing in that scene, you know, with the place shaking and having initially said, no thanks, I don't want that. You could hear everybody in the theater crack up in the middle of, like, the most horrifying
right,
scene.
Right, it's inappropriate laughter.
They actually, for the time, did some pretty cool special effects, especially when the Capitol Records building, which looks kind of like a corn cob on the outside.
That is so cool.
And that was
so
one of the first to collapse. 7:42.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Yeah, but nothing like seeing Fenway Park come down the other day.
In
Godzilla,
you must
right?
go see Godzilla.
Okay, periods of rain today. Right now, the radar is just really quiet, but that'll change. The radar will fill in as the day goes on. Periods of rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rain at times, with a high today in the mid-80s, low tonight, 72. I had about an inch of rain yesterday at my house. Maybe you had more at your house, but that's about what we expected. But several more inches over the next few days. Tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and storms likely. Tropical downpours, mid-80s daytimes, near 70 at night. Risk of more showers, perhaps on Tuesday. It'll start to fade as we get towards the middle of next week as this unwanted guest. Well, I mean, this is a wanted guest now because we want the rain, but we are going to get so sick of constant rain that it'll be nice to see this guest leave eventually. Right now, this morning, we have 89% humidity. Yes, you can feel it. Temperature is 78 at 744.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
It was so muggy.
How muggy was it, Greg?
I felt like somebody should hand me a towel.
Yeah, I mean it.
It's really steaming outside.
It's like a sauna.
It is steaming.
Did you ever go into one of those steam boxes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them because I sweat like a pig.
Yeah, you know, you can lose weight in those things. Yeah. But it's not so much how hot they are and all that. It's just that you look ridiculous because you're in this cube, basically, and only thing that's sticking out is your head.
Right.
You almost look like somebody, you died and they preserved your head and put it on display.
Oh, okay. I haven't been in one of those cubes. I've been in the sauna rooms.
I've been in those, yeah. It smells like hot wood. You know, like a pine or something like that. They use a certain specific. Hey, you know, like an hour from now, we're going to be doing a very special Emily segment.
Oh?
Very special.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's she enough for people to look forward to. Plus, the fact that 5 minutes later is, you know, news and views.
Yeah.
It just keeps on coming.
And then I come back at 3.
At 3.
With the All Request Friday edition of Happy Hour. But during that Emily segment, we give away some great grand prizes. Among them, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Mm-hmm. This period of time between Memorial Day and the 4th of July weekend, which will also be a long extended weekend, is the number one period for driving during the summer. Before you set out anywhere, whether it's 50 miles or 500 or more, get to one of Don Duncan's 3 locations. I know what the excuse is. I don't have time. I can't sit around and wait. No, they know that. They know that it's tough to schedule those kinds of things. but you'll wish you had when you're on the side of the road with something that could have been avoided. So drop your car off at one of the three spots, ask for a ride back to your house, to work, wherever you need to go, while they do what they need to do to make sure your car is ready for whatever plans you have. Certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, wholesale prices on every major name brand tire you can think of, and customer service that will literally knock your socks off. Don Duncan on Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook. On Bell Road, just north of Vaughan and Don Duncan, downtown. If you work for the government, perfect location for you. Just drop your car off. I'll get you back to your office at 408 Madison. When we come back, we have news coming up about your dog and stress. Bailey, you should be interested in this. Right now, Fox Business and your local news.
From the Fox Business Network, Norwegian Cruise Line says the discontinuation of stops in Cuba will cut into its business. The company says all schedules calling on Cuban ports are being revised. CEO Frank Del Rio says the company shares in the disappointment that comes with the changes, especially on short notice. It's offering generous compensation programs that offer guests and travel partners an alternative to the Cuba stop, and it still needs to pay travel agent commissions, which are protected. J.P. Morgan is ending an experiment to offer younger customers a digital banking app geared to their needs, along with access to some branches. The company is shutting down Finn, a no-fee app, and will transfer money to new Chase checking and savings account. You'll need to switch to Chase's mobile app. Wall Street will be reacting today to the May employment report. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
June 7th is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. If you've never had chocolate ice cream, give it a try. Like they say, once you go chocolate, you never go backolate. Happy National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New details in the crash that killed Auburn announcer Rod Bramlett and his wife Paula nearly 2 weeks ago. According to the traffic crash report, the 16-year-old who was driving the vehicle that struck the back of the Bramlett's car admitted that he fell asleep at the wheel and doesn't remember what happened. Lee County coroner says alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Montgomery police say no foul play is suspected in the death of a man found in the Alabama River earlier this week. His body was found near Powder Magazine Park and Cooter's Pond in Prattville Wednesday morning. Authorities say they're working to determine a cause of death. The man's name has not been released. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law yesterday, including House Bill 380. The bill now gives the governor the power to appoint a director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, and keep up with us online at alabamanews.net.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Today's show is brought to you by Flashback Fridays. I still remember the 80s like it was just 30-some-odd years ago. That's crazy, right? Pass the Botox.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now. And you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sunday, it's time to treat them right. Get them some cologne or a brand new tie. Gonna show your daddy how you feel. He helped raise you up, you know the deal. Oh, your father walks around the house in his underwear, it's true. You can tell him that he's special with a hey dad, I love you, you know he's dead.
When is People Day? It is 7:54.
I bet there is one. I bet.
Let's talk about, by the way, I posted on Facebook. We'll come back and see what kind of responses we get. Next hour, what is your favorite type of sinker? There's a recipe there, too, for National Donut Day. Wiley Poundstone
what
sent it in.
Sinker? What do you mean?
That's a, you've never heard that term?
No.
No.
It's a only nickname in fishing. For, I remember sinker in fishing.
It's a nickname for donuts.
Oh, I never heard
who
that.
Calls,
I never
who
heard
calls
that.
A donut a sinker?
Well, maybe old back people. In Peepaw's day.
Have you ever heard this?
Heard
sinker?
Heard
what?
Donuts called sinker?
Not that I can think of, no.
Maybe it's a Chicago thing.
Yeah, maybe some Yankee thing.
Sinker.
We didn't have it in Ohio.
Is that because you can, like, dunk it in coffee or something? And maybe it's, I don't know. That's why Dunkin', but...
So...
Are you Googling it now?
No.
Well, that looks good.
Well, I am.
Yeah. That looks gross.
That is...
You've never had a donut hamburger? What is that?
Absolutely
that's exactly
not.
Exactly what that is. That is a hamburger that uses a donut...
At the fair, you get stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. That does look a little much, but I would try it. I wouldn't be afraid to try it.
It wouldn't waste the ingredients.
Let's talk about dogs.
A donut.
Uh-huh.
Slang usually used to suggest dunking or sinking it in coffee.
Thank you.
Sinker.
Who says it, though?
You see, as a professional writer, it is my obligation to come up with different terms.
You talk real good.
Peepaw Hemingway.
That's pretty funny. I got a Peepaw Hemingway. Well, what was, you know what Hemingway's nickname was?
Peepaw?
No. Papa.
Papa.
And you know how I know that? because the guy that mentored me
in
through those special meetings wrote a play about Hemingway called Papa, and guess who played? You won't even know who it is.
Well,
Rich will, but you won't.
Well, why don't you share with the class then?
But they produced the play at the Gleason Theater for the Performing Arts, and George Papard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Punky Brewster's dad?
No. She's still alive.
That's the 18th. No.
Papard died.
Okay. Who was Punky Brewster's dad?
I don't know, but it wasn't George Papard.
I knew the name.
That Hemingway family has a bad history of suicide.
Very, very definitely. And
three or four of them.
It's very much connected to alcohol, too.
They're bringing Punky Brewster back, by the way.
Well, good Lord, I better set the clock of my life for that event.
She'll be a grandma.
She's like a couple of years older than me.
You know what? It looks like now it's 7:57. I'm going to have to table this dog news until next hour.
What's the gist of it, the dog news?
It's about stress, and I have a special song, a stupid song that I got to play with it. So we'll do it during stupid news.
Okay.
This is just a quick, but I think very excellent gift idea because I did it last year for Mommy the Swami. For Mother's Day, she had a whole bunch of hedges and bushes that she wanted to get trimmed, so I called up John Cato at J&S Professional Landscaping and arranged to have that done, and she just was so grateful. So if Dad has a lot of outdoor work, whether it's at his home, business, whatever, you may want to do the same thing. Call John Cato, John and Melissa Cato at J&S Professional Landscaping. They do every type of property from business, commercial, industrial, and residential. And if you want an estimate, call them at 202-8760 and give Dad the ultimate gift, a day off in this blast furnace summer heat.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Have you registered yet for the One Carat Forever Mark Diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's? Oh, no, you haven't? Well, let me tell you what to do. Go to newstalk931.com. Click on the Marguerite's banner and put in your full name. Starting next week, we'll be calling names out. And if we call your name, you just have to call us back. And you'll be qualified to win a One Carat Forever Mark Diamond valued at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's exquisite jewelry. Again, all the details you need over at News Talk 93.1, Adai
Kim. We were outside checking traffic a while back, and the volume of cars on the road is extremely light. Do we have another one of those goofy holidays where everybody gets
Tecumseh's birthday, like?
Yeah, something like that.
It's just summertime.
I mean, you can throw bowling balls across 85 going towards downtown. It's that light. Let's see what block he's got. Then we're back after Fox News next.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct.